Here's Phil Hendrick, 1-800-449-8686.
Go ahead, Mr. Bozell, and we'll get into your lawsuit in a minute.
The other thing that I wanted to say here, Phil, if I could, was that there is, in my opinion, I don't know whether my wife April gave sex to this male masseuse that gave her a massage at the spa or not. And
why do you think your wife had sex with a massage therapist?
My attorney tells me it is entirely a justifiable fear for any man to be afraid when his wife goes off to these yearly spa treatments with her girlfriends. They go out to these spas. Now, my wife goes to the Siesta Springs Spa out in Palm Desert.
What's the name of this place again?
Called Siesta Springs Spa in Palm Desert. And they do this every year for the past 3 years. Year after year, she leaves. So she doesn't see me, but I wait for her to leave, and I get so frightened I vomit. I literally vomit when my wife leaves to go on the massage trip.
Why?
Well, because during these spa visits, they always get a massage, and they never shut up about the massage they get. And they talk about deep tissue and the acupressure that they get because the guy is so good. And when they talk about it, they laugh, and they'll giggle, and you think they're going to get their cookies right there.
And is that do you suspect your wife of having sex with a masseuse?
I don't suspect her. I just want to know, how do you tell if she is? Because she talks about this one guy. His name is Rory. That's R-O-R-Y. And I have talked. My attorney tells me that I have right to feel at least a little bit suspicious. This guy comes from Europe. She says he's got magic hands.
Well, you know, you're just going to have to trust her. She's having sex with a masseuse. Sounds to me like a girls' weekend.
I'm sorry, sir.
It sounds to me like one of these girls' weekends. They go out to the spa.
Well, my attorney tells me differently. My attorney tells me that I can sue the Siesta Springs Spa for alienation of affections if I can prove my wife April gave sex to this Rory guy, or if he gave her sex.
Why?
Because these massage guys have got. They have ways of rubbing down a woman that can get to, my attorney tells me they have ways of rubbing down a woman to get on a G-spot, and that, to me, is over the line.
All right, here's the thing, man, that if I may interrupt.
Go ahead, sir.
The G-spot, this is nowhere that a masseuse is going to be able to get to it, all right?
Well, they also have ways of rubbing them down where they want to fall in love with a guy.
Do you have any reason to believe your wife's affections are alienated?
Yes, I do, and I have facts. My attorney feels that way, and I have faxed this over to my attorney if I can read it to you.
I just want to be clear. Do you believe your wife is having sex with a masseuse?
I don't know. What I'm saying is, when your wife goes on a girl's weekend to a spa...
So you're saying this can happen to anybody's wife?
That is absolutely what I'm saying. And they have a guy that rubs the women down. Now, all the girls go to these spas, and they get rub downs, and then they all come back talking about how great the guy's hand was. You got a man putting his hands on your wife? You understand what I'm saying?
All right, give me the thing you faxed to your attorney.
All right, number one, I went to the store, and here's why I think my wife's alien. My wife's affections have been alien. I went to the store and bought massage oil and gave her a rub down, and she did not have sex with me. Number two, I lit these aromatherapy candles and came out in thong underwear, which I had been recommended to wear by other people who know about, you know, romance and everything. And I played an artist. I believe the name of the artist is Enya. That's E-N-Y-A-H, which I am given to understand is good music to have the sex to, and that did not produce results as well. Number three, we got into the shower together, and I rubbed soap on her, and still she did not want to have sex. And the reason is, every time we do something remotely like the spa, her mind is on the spa, and she is thinking about this guy, Rory. Or, the other possibility, which is too horrible to imagine...
Take it easy.
Sorry. The other possibility, which is too horrible to imagine, is that she may have a female masseuse, and my wife is like that Rosie O'Donnell, who has sexual congress with other females. And that... I find out my wife has gone lesbian or anything like that, I probably will not have regular bowel movements for a few months, and I hate that spa. I hate it so much. It has ruined the sexual congress between my wife and I.
All right, now you said you have 4 points, though.
Number four, I will sue the Siesta Springs Spa and Racquet Club Incorporated or of Palm Desert, California for alienation of affections, alienation of heterosexual contact, improper manipulation of female tissue, And I'm also suing Marianne Compton, Pam Olander, and Maria Sanchez for aiding and abetting possible lesbian activity. Now, that's on file with my attorney.
And who is your attorney, sir?
Dolores Blazingame. That's B-L-A.
That's okay. Dolores Blazingame.
Of Riverside, California. Now, what I'm basically saying is this. Women go to spas, and then, you know, they get their massages. What's that about? They get a rub down from a guy. They come back talking about the guy.
They're not having sex.
I don't know that. Is that sex? Ain't that like having sex? Because sex is touching a woman and making her feel good. Ain't it?
Sir,
ain't it?
I do not know what you're talking. You're telling me that the masseuse...
I think that when a woman, your wife, goes and has a massage from a man...
Have you talked to your wife about this?
Yes, I have.
What does she do?
She laughs. And I have told her this is really, really important to me, and she still laughs.
All right, I want to give our number out here, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You're planning on suing this spa.
I'd like to at least get a restraining order on men massaging women over the state of California. That's all we're asking for is a 48-hour restraining order.
No massages for 48 hours.
Until it can be determined whether these guys are giving women rubdowns that gives them pleasure or if it's just a good rubdown for the muscles.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. The best thing to do here, Steve, your wife hasn't talked, your wife has laughed at you, but women get these massages. To talk to a woman who gets a massage or has this or maybe a male masseuse, I don't know. But when they have these massages, it's primarily for the physical release.
That's exactly what an orgasm is. That's exactly...
Oh, come on, man. I mean, you can't tell me that when a woman goes to a spa and gets a massage, that she's doing it because she likes the guy.
You can't tell me that she's not. You can't tell me that she's not. And my attorney tells me that there has been precedent where the women go and they get a massage and they talk all the time about the guy that gave them the massage. And the husband says, would you just shut up about that guy? I told my wife, can you just shut up about this Rory? And now she's laughing at me and calling me insecure.
Well, maybe you seem that way to her because...
All she talking about this Rory guy...
How long? Does she talk about him all year long?
When they decide that they're going to have the massage trip and go to the spa, all the women, they go on at Rory this and Rory that. And they were talking about it one time, and I had to leave the room, and I went and... I left the room, and I broke down.
You broke down and cried?
Yes, sir.
Do you feel like your wife's in love with this masseuse?
I don't know.
Do you think that guys that give women massages are making them fall in love with them?
I don't know that either, but I know a lot of them are lower than whale crap, and that's the truth.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 here on the Phil Henry Show. We're talking to Stephen Bozell. He's filing a lawsuit against the Siesta Springs Spa in Palm Desert. He's also filing a lawsuit against three female friends of his wife who took her out to get a spa weekend with the girls, and she wound up getting a massage from some guy named Rory, and now she talks about this guy's magic fingers all the time. He thinks there's some alienation of affections going on. He doesn't know whether maybe she also has a female masseuse, in which case she's afraid there may be some sexual, and as he puts it, sexual congress, end quote, with a female masseuse. Now, I don't really like massages, Mr. Bozell, personally, but I know that they're designed to make people feel good, but I don't think it's sexual.
No, but see, women are different from men. They fall in love with a guy who touches them real tender.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 here on the Phil Henry Show. Let's go over to Melanie. Melanie, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Stephen Bozell of Corona, California.
Hello, Stephen. How are you?
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to say, you know, if you think that your wife can get off from a massage, you know, and you obviously don't know where her G-spot is, and that's probably one of your problems.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, earlier
what are you saying, okay, my wife deserves to have sex with some guy that's giving her a rub down, or what?
Well, no, but this is just not possible.
Well, you're telling me I had a thong on and candles and Enya music and massage oil, and my wife didn't give two craps.
Well, maybe she just wasn't in the mood.
Well, how come she gives it up for a massage man?
She's not giving it up for a massage man. She's not.
She goes out and she gets what you call a rub down. It's a massage.
Well, that's a rub down to me.
No, a rub down is, we're not talking about the L.A. Athletic Club here where a guy's doing the karate chopping on the back. We're talking about a
sensuous rub where they do the fingers and everything. Now, my attorney tells
me... On her back. On her crotch. On her back.
Okay, well, what's the difference? You tell me the woman doesn't like a man touching her real sweet like? Now, my attorney tells me that these guys that give out massages to women in spas and all these places, and they always like to say, oh, it's real healthy, and we serve wheat germ and, or what have you, oatmeal, that this is a front for these massage guys to go to work on these wives and rub them down real good.
What does wheat germ and oatmeal have to do with sex?
I'm talking about these spa places where women like to go and eat healthy food because that's what gets them off. And it's a front. Okay.
I'm sorry. Well, I just think your wife doesn't want to have sex.
She came home and said how wonderful. She came home and said how wonderful Rory's hands were. That means he probably found his G or G's butt.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
There might not be any help.
Thanks, Donnie. 1-800. Are you crying?
No. I'm just trying to say that these spas that women go to. And there are a number of them across America. You can find them in the Yellow Pages. They are a direct front for these guys who work on massage tables. They lure the women in by promising them oatmeal and white wine, and they have kelp on their face, and they rub them down with seaweed and all of this, because women love that. That's a front to get the women in the door. Then these massage guys go to work on them. The women get sexually aroused. And now they're all hooked in, see? Now they're all hooked in. Now they'll come back week in, month out, come and go and have this guy give them a rub down. Because they're all hooked in on the sexual ways that these guys have. Now,
you said you don't believe your wife is having sex.
I don't know, but I do know that there's some kind of an allure that he has. And
all of this is to get all the wheat germ and the white wine and the skin wraps and all of that is just a front to get these women sucked into the massage thing.
I'll bet the guys are huge in the crotch area. I have no doubt. My attorney tells me that this is very typical of a lot of these masseuses, that they're huge down there. Now, these gals go together so they can sneak around on their husbands and have some kind of a European guy find her spot. And also explore lesbian opportunities. Now, there's no doubt...
Look, I've been to a spa, okay? What does that make me?
They go with the husbands. Oh, yeah, they'll go with the husbands first time. But then they all get sucked in to come on back. Now, I've been there with my wife one time, and she said, look at this, Steve. They have aromatherapy, and they'll wrap you up in wheat germ, and they rub you down with plants. They'll just go out and pick plants and rub you down. You don't know what it is. They'll go out and get a handful of flowers and rub you down with them. And all I want to do is find my wife's B-spot.
Rubbing you down with plants. Okay, hold on, man. I got to take a break here. 1-800-449-8686. Are the spas of America fronts just to get women in the door so they can fall in love with masseuses? And all this guy wants to do is find his wife's B-spot. 1-800-449-8686. Are women getting shucked and jived by these spas? Are they getting sucked in by these health regimens only for some other more nefarious sexual motive? 1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Henry Show. Extreme Radio. The Phil Henry Show is back.
And your attorney, we're with Stephen Bozella, Corona, California, who is suing the Siesta Springs Spa in Palm Desert, California. because they give out massages that apparently are so good, his wife won't shut up about them, and he thinks there's some alienation of affections going on, correct?
I don't think, sir. I know that there is alienation of affections.
And you say you know that there is because you went to a store, bought massage oil, got into a thong, and played Enya records, and your wife still didn't want to have sex.
Well, that is what they do at the spas. They put on Enya records, they have aromatherapy, and the women all take your wife to a spa. I guarantee she'll want to have sex. But at home, if I'm in a thong, and I was mad at April for the possibility of sexual alienation from me, I've also denied her from seeing Pam Olander, Maria Sanchez, and Marianne Compton because they represent the sickness of the spa.
So you cut her off from her friendships?
I most certainly have, sir, until we can get a restraining order on giving massages to women for the next 48 hours so we can get to the bottom of what happens in these places. Because I think all of the oatmeal rubs are a front for getting to a woman's beast or the G-spot, because I misspoke the other time.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 on The Phil Henry Show with Stephen Bozell. Susie, go ahead.
Yes, I just want to make a comment to you about massage therapists.
Yes, ma'am.
A massage is not a sexual experience. Massage therapists are professionals. It isn't for sex.
But can you not? Don't women?
Pardon me?
Don't women get all attracted to the man that gives them the rub down?
I guess that's totally possible, but I'm just saying that I don't believe massage therapists are out to just satisfy sexually.
Do you go to spas, ma'am?
I've had massages, yes.
Are you familiar with oatmeal rubs?
No, I haven't had one of those.
Now, are you familiar with seaweed wraps and all the kelp wraps that they do? My attorney informs me that these European massage therapists are most likely male prostitutes. The oil they use has an aphrodisiac effect. The food they feed you at the spas contain colon cleansers that makes a woman dizzy. My attorney has also told me that women fall asleep during massage because they have, I don't want to say a dirty word, but they'll get their cookies sometimes. And
all right, look, we don't need to talk about that.
Well, but that's my attorney.
Look, I just wanted to make a comment about massage therapists.
Have you ever had a rub down?
Yes, I've had a massage, yes.
Okay.
It's for pain relief and stress relief, not a sexual experience.
All right, so you were saying you never got your cookies.
Please don't ask any women any more intimate questions like that.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Susie, thank you. Thank you for your call. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Angie, go ahead. You're on The Phil Henry Show.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Is this Steven,
ma'am,
who has the problem?
My attorney told me that masseuses are all a bunch of whores.
Do you know what you need to do, Steven?
What's that?
You need to hire another attorney and sue that attorney for screwing your head up that bad. That's completely absurd.
Well,
if you and your wife have problems, it's because you and your wife have problems, not because the masseuse does things and makes her eat things. That's crazy.
Wait a minute.
I get massages all the time.
Do you go to the spas, though? You can get a rub
down. Yes, I do. I do.
All right.
And I don't get orgasms from the men, and they don't try to rub me down, and they don't try to find my G-spots, and they don't do it to my friends.
Ma'am, but they also, when you go to the spa, they will feed you the wheat germ wraps and everything.
Yes, they do, and I still don't have any sexual experiences with them.
Okay, so why does my wife always talk about this one guy?
I think maybe your wife has problems with you.
My attorney tells me that the Enya music, and that's E-N-Y...
You spelled it already.
I think your attorney just wants to make some money.
Right. Angie,
that's
thank you.
Crazy.
Thank
you need to hire another attorney, and you need to see a therapist.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Stephen Bozell suing a spa his wife went to because he thinks male massage therapists are making his wife fall in love with him. 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686. 888-449-8686.
Your wife's going to a personal trainer now?
My wife's going to a personal trainer because the people at the spa told her, that Siesta Springs Spa told her it'd be a good idea to go to a gym. And now every morning she goes off to a personal trainer. And I don't know whether she's going off to have, you know, to get her muscle built up or to get filled up by this guy, because these personal trainers will fill these women up.
What are you talking about?
A personal trainer. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you're talking about a personal trainer. What do you mean, felt up?
A lot of these guys will feel these women up because this is some kind of a cheap thrill they get. And they have machines, and I don't know if you're aware of this, Mr. Henry. It's a leg machine that the women spread the legs out. Now they're getting felt up by this guy. The legs are spread out. This is what I'm talking about. Now, my attorney tells me that I've got a very good lawsuit against... The fitness center my wife goes to as well, and I don't want to name it because right now we're still putting together the lawsuit as well as the spa.
So now your wife has gone from a massage therapist who is giving her an orgasm to a fitness trainer, a personal trainer who's feeling her up.
My attorney tells me, Mr. Henry, you can say what you want, but my attorney, a lawyer, tells me that it's possible my wife's getting filled up by some guy who's getting his cookies and jollies watching her spread her legs on the thigh machine.
1-800-449-8686. Patricia, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, I think this guy is just so inadequate and so unaware of what his wife is doing and what she needs.
Wait a minute. She's going off to a personal trainer.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever been to one?
I have been to a personal trainer. Is he paying
okay.
for...
Okay. They put their hands all over you?
Wait.
They'll fill you up?
Listen to me.
They'll fill you up.
Are you paying for the personal trainer?
Yes, I am.
Well, hello.
Damn right I am.
Why are you doing that?
Because I happen to be the support of this house.
I wouldn't pay for a trainer.
Well, I'll tell you, if I don't, then she'll just take it out of her mad money.
Out of her what money?
Her mad money.
Well, I think you need to look at...
Patricia, thanks for calling. Here is Rachel. Go ahead, Rachel.
Yes. Steve, I think that you are very insecure and you don't have the knowledge need about
wrong.
Massage therapists.
Wrong.
Are you a massage therapist? Yes, I am.
These personal trainers stand behind
massage?
A woman to help her on that tricep machine.
Excuse me.
And he pushed his crotch area into her rear end, ma'am.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Massage therapy is a healing modality. It helps to put your body in a position where it can heal itself.
That's
it moves blood and lymph.
That's all that talk y'all
far,
put in that pamphlet stuff.
As far as anything concerning a G-spot,
right.
That is located inside your body, not outside. You need to get educated about the female body in a medical sense.
My wife,
and,
you're telling me somebody
needs to do something with that lawyer because he is feeding on your inadequacy.
My
you
lawyer's a
counseling.
Female, ma'am. My lawyer's a female. Dolores Blasingame.
I'm sorry, but your lawyer is feeding on your inadequacy.
This guy needs
counseling.
You're telling me that my wife's G-spot is where?
That's located inside the body, not outside.
I thought it was...
You are very uneducated, sir.
No, ma'am. I've been told the G-spot is up near the armpit or something like that, which is where a lot of the massage people go.
No, the G-spot is...
You need to get educated.
Ma'am, I think I'm very educated on y'all.
You are not educated. That is not where the G-spot's located. You need to get medically educated.
Ma'am, this guy, you're telling me... All right, I'm totally in the dark now.
Well, the lady's right.
When a person...
The lady's right. The G-spot's inside.
Yes, ma'am.
Steve, when a person tells a massage therapist that they have good hands, what they're talking about
is
that
you
have...
Is the guy found the G-spot on
it? Is that... No. It means that you have a firmness to help their body... To help their body to heal without hurting their body.
Well... Okay.
And your problem with your wife is that you, yourself, are treating her like a piece of meat.
No, ma'am,
and
I'm not.
If you're treating a woman like a piece of meat, that's a big turnoff, and that's what you're doing. Every word that you have said has been extremely nasty and filthy, and the reason you think your wife is doing that is because that's what you would be doing. The reason you think your wife is doing that is because that's what you would be doing.
No, ma'am.
We as massage therapists are trying to live down all of this that you men have caused about these so-called massage parlors.
I went to a massage
parlor.
You men
parlor. Are the one that
do.
Caused that.
I went to a massage parlor once, and she comes out with a blow-up doll. Now, I know what y'all
see,
do.
That's what you would do. That's what you... See, I hit the nail on the head. That's what you would do. That's not what your wife is doing. That's what you would do.
Well,
so, therefore, you are accusing your wife of doing what you would do. You're the one that's guilty, not her.
Let me ask you a question. If you tell me the G-spot...
You're the guilty
one. If you tell me a woman's G-spot's inside, how can I believe you? How do I know you know what you're talking about?
Because she's a woman.
Go get a medical book and read it.
You're telling me a man has never got an
excitement? Go get a medical book.
Well...
Go get yourself a medical book and read it. I went to a medical school.
My understanding, the G-spot is in the back of the head.
Well, first, y'all, you said it was in the armpit. Now you're saying it's in the back of the head. You don't know anything,
but
sir.
But you're telling
you're
me.
You're very...
Ma'am,
you
you're telling
me. You sound like a country hick redneck that don't know anything.
Well, ma'am, I'd rather be
you
a country
sound,
hick.
You sound...
I'd rather be ignorant.
I'd
rather be a country hick redneck than some massage man giving a woman a rub down around her area. Now,
well, at least he's got some knowledge of where to rub.
Can I ask you a question? Is the G
Thank
spot?
God, he's got knowledge of where to rub. At least that's something.
Well, is it in her butt? Because now you've got me confused.
Why don't you get a medical book and read it? I'm not going to tell you where.
What do you mean in her
you know
butt?
Why?
Can we not have this conversation anymore?
Well, this know-it-all is telling me now that this G-spot's probably down near her tinkle area. And
you need to find out where it's at for yourself, because you need some education.
Well, when you say inside, it's either her butt or her mouth.
And you need some counseling. You need some counseling.
I need counseling.
You're a sick man.
What about these
You're a sick puppy.
What about these personal trainers that want to see a woman on the thigh machine just so they see her spread it all out and everything?
Buddy, is everything with you...
Ma'am, do you find women's... Are you... You're not Lebanism, are you?
No, not at all.
You're not Lebanese. Or not Lebanese. What, I forget the word now, but... Gay
you
women.
Don't even know the word. No, I'm not a lesbian.
What is that again?
What do you mean Lebanese? That's somebody who comes from Lebanon.
Sir, I don't travel in the circles that y'all do where you're conversant with gay this and gay that. Okay? That's all I'm saying.
See, you just confirmed what I said. You're a very uneducated man, and you need to get educated.
Can you, if my wife gets on a thigh machine...
And this lawyer that is feeding off of your insecurities needs to be disbarred.
My wife, my attorney tells me that when my wife gets on a thigh machine, that the personal trainer can see the G-spot. Okay, that's it.
I tell you what.
You know what? You are an idiot.
I'm going to make a suggestion.
You are an idiot, man. You really are.
I'm going to make a suggestion to you.
I have been.
I'm going to make a suggestion to you.
Go ahead, Rachel.
Why don't you go tell your lawyer to show you her G-spot? Tell her to do that.
Now you're trying to make me look stupid. And all I asked
Sir, I said
was,
you're very uneducated.
These personal trainers feel your wife up, and then they take $20 from her.
Why don't you go into the place and talk to the people, and just as Rachel said, get educated. Don't sit here talking about thigh machines, being able to see things. Is it in her butt?
Okay, both of you can go straight on down to the hot place.
Oh, he hung up.
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry.
He hung up. Oh, that's fine.
But I'm
you and I can both go down to the hot place.
Well,
by the way,
man, he's very uneducated.
Well, I mean, I think it's a sad commentary, and of course, this world is filled with them. You say you are a masseuse, or not
yes.
a masseuse, but you're a massage therapist.
I do massage therapy. Yes.
Right, and obviously, you have male clients, right?
I have both male and female.
Hold on for a minute. You call back.
I'm not going to ask my attorney to take her boots off to show me her G-spot. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks for your call, Rachel.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Extreme Radio.